Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, good afternoon, Royals. Fall once again. It is a final from Kauffman Stadium. Royals drop the game to Washington, drop the series to the Nationals. Falling here in Game 2, final score 4-2. Royals drop to a new low water mark on the season, 23 games below 500. Phone lines are open for you. I'm more than happy to talk about it with you. I need your help once again. Let me give you the phone number, because we can go wherever you want. If you want to dive into the X's and O's, you want to talk about this past offseason, you want to look ahead to next offseason, so long as it pertains to the Kansas City Royals, I'm willing to go wherever you want to go. Stadium, whatever it is. The phone number is 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Shoot, if you were one of the 19,000 in attendance this afternoon, I'd like to just know about your experience at the ballpark, because much like last night, just a picturesque day for baseball in Kansas City. An entertaining, if not agitating, ball game ends the way that so many of them have this season. Ends with confusion. At least for me, it ends with confusion because, listen, I'm not over it yet. I know I've turned the page and we're looking towards 2024 and 2025. For as much as I want to imagine this team turning it around and making a run at 500, I can't get there. But I'm not done, right? I'm not over it. I'm not annoyed with the team. I'm not complacent. I'm not accepting of losses. I'm certainly not apathetic. And I know this fan base isn't over it, complacent. I know Royals fans are not apathetic. I host this show every single day. This is the 53rd post-game show I've hosted this season. We've had only 15 celebratory post-game shows. And yet you continue to call, you continue to listen, you continue to show up. I'm not surprised by that. I know how you feel about this team. And I'm right there with you. Now, I'm not angry, though. I'm not apathetic, I'm not complacent, I'm not over it, but I'm not angry because I don't know who I'm angry at following this 4-2 loss. Whenever I think, oh, I know who the culprit is. I know who I lay this loss at the feet of. Every time I'm about to do that, I say, yeah, well, is it Brady Singer? Because this very similar scenario presented itself yesterday. And I was very confident in my finger pointing last night. Last night it was all about Jordan Lyles. Jordan Lyles signs a 2-year, $17 million deal. I need you to give me 6 innings. I'm not blaming the manager. I'm not blaming the offense as they scored 10 runs last night. Now I was blaming Jordan Lyles. So shouldn't today be the same? Shouldn't I put it on Brady Singer? Isn't this loss laid at the feet of Brady Singer? I feel like that's where my baseball compass is pointing towards. And yet, with how poorly he's pitched in a majority of his starts this season, I was somewhat happy with what we got today from Brady Singer. Now, maybe that's unfair. Maybe it's unfair. The reason why I feel that way is because if Brady doesn't turn it around, not only is this season going to be absolutely miserable, but so is next season. So maybe I'm giving a longer leash to Brady Singer. Where Jordan Lyles, man, the only thing I want out of you is 180 innings. So I don't know. Maybe it's Singer. Maybe it's the offense. I don't know. Man, the offense was hitting laser beams all over the stadium today. Unfortunately, they were just finding gloves. Bobby in the first inning, a laser beam at the third baseman. Now, bases loaded, two outs in the fourth inning, and Nick Prado hits one deep to center field. Hits it hard, but it finds the glove of the National center fielder. Bobby again in the fifth inning, a line drive right at the pitcher. It just found his glove. I don't know. I can't get angry at Singer. I can't get angry at the offense. Are we mad at the manager? Are we going to blame Matt Cotrero for going to Josh Taylor there in the sixth inning? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot more that goes into Q's decision or his incorrect decision there in the sixth inning. I asked him about Aroldis Chapman. As I'm managing along with the game, the only way I pull Brady Singer in the sixth is if I'm bringing in Aroldis Chapman. That's the only way I'm pulling Brady. And I thought about it. As I'm managing along, if Aroldis Chapman was good to go today, I use him there in the sixth inning. Now, does anything turn out differently if Chapman comes in and shuts the door in the sixth inning and the Royals are able to hang on to that 2-run lead? Do they hang on to it in the seventh, the eighth, and the ninth? I don't know. The history of this pitching staff this season would tell you no. So the phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Who do we blame? Do we blame anyone? Or are we to the point of the season, rather, was this the type of game where you just say, hey, someone's got to win, someone's got to lose? They got the big hit. The Royals were unable to get the big hit. Their bullpen shut the door. The Royals' bullpen was unable to do so. It's hard to do that, though, isn't it? It's hard to admit that the Nationals just came in here and just straight up beat you, took the series. And all these teams that we want to look down our nose upon are beating us, are beating the Royals. The A's, the White Sox, the Tigers, the Nationals, they're all beating Kansas City right now. Let's go to the phone lines, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals lose 4-2. Let's go to Mark in Kansas City. Mark, you're hitting leadoff this Saturday. How are you?
Good, Bert. How are you, sir?
I'm great, buddy. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, especially the game, I'm not upset about it. I mean, we don't have a very good team, let's face it. I do like that they made a move by releasing Hunter Dozier. I thought that was a great move in the right direction, and Mr. Sherman is willing to part with some money to it for the future. I thought that was just great. The only thing I don't like is the word evaluation. I am so sick of hearing that word. We use it every year. Of course, every year you're evaluating your players. So don't use that as a cover for we're doing lousy this year. Well, it's an evaluation season. What season is not evaluation anyway?
Yeah.
So that's my evaluation, Bert. Thank you, sir.
All right, Mark. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, I'll you're right as far as every season is an evaluation season, 100% right. Now, I'll give the Royals this. This isn't something where a few weeks into April, they're 10 games below 500 and they went, hey, don't worry. Don't pay attention over there. It's an evaluation season. They were telling us that the moment we showed up in spring training. Like, the moment. And maybe that's why I was so very agitated so very quickly into this season, because the annoyance, Mark, that you find in endlessly hearing evaluation, that's where I was about a month and a half ago. Right? Because it's my job to get on here and get you ready for the game and then talk about the game every single day, get you excited for the game, and then we sit around and commiserate about the game. That's my job. So very early on, I was having a real difficult time getting you ready for the game, getting you fired up for the game, when everyone in power around me is telling me, yeah, it's an evaluation season. What? It's April. The season just started. You're still in the playoff race. I'm not telling people it's an evaluation season. No, we're going to hold your feet to the fire until you're 20-some-odd games below 500. And holy crap, you're 23 games below 500 and Memorial Day hasn't even arrived yet. So instead of endlessly banging my head against the wall, okay, you know what? I'll embrace an evaluation season. Because showing up to the ballpark, living and dying with wins and losses, I'm going to die before the season concludes. So no, I got to look ahead to 2024, and we're all looking ahead, right? You show up to the ballpark, yeah, we want the Royals, I want the Royals to win, but they've won 15 of the first 53 games. I'm not shocked when they don't anymore. Thanks for the phone call, Mark. And as far as the Hunter Dozier DFA decision, yeah, if you want to give ownership credit for eating that $15, $16 million, you go for it. I'm not going to do that. I don't know how much credit you deserve for making the right business decision. Look, Mark, in my world, and I don't know, maybe not your world, but in my world, $16 million is an ungodly amount of money. But in the baseball world, it's not. I'm not going to say it's a drop in the bucket. It's not far from it. I'm not in favor of giving anyone credit for cutting someone. It was just the obvious move. I don't know what else they would have done. Send Mikel Garcia to Omaha? Are you kidding me? Had they done that, people would be getting verbally crucified on this show. If not by me, I know by you. We'll get to the text messages coming up in just a moment. You can always send us your thoughts on the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Steven from Lenexa. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, Vern, man, please don't quit on this, man. You're the very best at what you do. Even the great Nick Wright in your chair couldn't handle all this losing, who used to work in your very chair, who's now on national television every day. So you wanted sort of a macro view, and I'll tell you what gets me frustrated is that, why are we micromanaging pitch counts when these guys have a 7 or 8 ERA? Just keep throwing them until their arms hurt. I mean, I don't understand that they're not going to be worth anything anyway. I mean, I know it sounds callous, but you know, if we trade away Chapman and at the trade deadline or Barlow, you know, we're going to have years of, I mean, this may be 2 or 3 years of Oakland A's type baseball. So let's get every last drop of these guys and of quote unquote evaluation. I call it just taking a look and seeing if they're worth anything. You know, why are we so Tony La Russa ruined baseball, basically. These are all arbitrary. You know, everyone thinks of this as gospel right now. Just leave them out there until, hey, something doesn't feel right. You know, it's not going to kill them to pitch 110 pitches or 115. It's absolutely totally arbitrary. And we're putting ourselves in on the level of the Oakland A's when we do this stuff. Just I really do want to find out if they're good or not. It doesn't matter if we see another bullpen game. I don't care. I don't care about the guys in the bullpen. All we're going to get is a few scratch off lotto tickets for Chapman anyway, and they're not going to be a good starter. So I mean, can you tell me how this mentality took over baseball, how this dumb mentality, this herd mentality took over baseball? I mean, I can't explain it.
Yeah, well, the numbers support it. The numbers support a hitter facing a pitcher for the third time, their batting average and their OPS skyrockets. So if you have someone that can come out of the bullpen to give a different look, you're more likely to shut down the opposition. But look, Brady Singer threw 90 pitches today. He was unable to record an out in the sixth inning once again. So I didn't sense any babying today. I mean, if you're babying Brady Singer, you don't put him out there in the sixth. You say, hey, you just threw 5 scoreless innings. You came into the day with an ERA north of 7. Hit the showers and take this confidence into your next start next week against the Colorado Rockies. I haven't sensed much babying from this coaching staff when it comes to, I was going to say the young pitchers, but there's only one, and that's Brady Singer with Bubich on the shelf. You know, you could say, oh, didn't they take Zach Greinke out after 5 innings and he was at only 44 pitches? Yes, they did do that. Greinke's also 39. Last year, right around this time, is when he started to deal with that forearm tightness. Greinke this offseason worked as hard as worked as hard on his physique as he has in some times. He was concerned back in spring training of breaking down at some point this season because of that work that he put in this offseason. So I think Greinke himself is being careful, more so than the coaching staff is being careful with him. You know, they're trying with Jordan Lyles. They're certainly not babying Jordan Lyles. He's just not doing his job. So outside of Singer, Greinke, and Lyles, you don't have any other starting pitchers, so that's really the end of our conversation, Stephen. Now, we'll get a look at Daniel Lynch tomorrow. Lynch is up to about 85 pitches, so there shouldn't be any restrictions on him tomorrow. He should be able to get north of 90, maybe even to 100 pitches. But the herd mentality that you talk about, that mentality is supported by numbers. The numbers back it up. And I understand, I can already see the text line pining for the days of Nolan Ryan and Tom Seaver and Jim Palmer and the rest of those Hall of Famers. I'll remind you, A, they're freaking Hall of Famers, and let's not act like anybody outside of Zach Greinke on this pitching staff is a Hall of Famer, and 39-year-old Zach Greinke isn't what made him a Hall of Famer. Also, if those guys were pitching today, they too would be pulled third time through. Not every time, of course, but more times than not, because there's some monster in the bullpen that throws triple digits. Today for the Royals, that monster was Carlos Hernandez. 7 up, 6 down, works around a one-out single and was throwing gas. Hernandez looked good. Taylor Clark extends his scoreless streak to a new career best 10 and two-thirds innings. Clark with a shutdown eighth inning. Scott Barlow a 1-2-3 ninth, but it's not enough as the Royals drop game two to the Nationals 4-2, the final score. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. We go to John. John, you're next up on the postgame show as the boys fall 23 games below 500.
Great show. You all get an A+. I know I've said this before. I maintain that when I played baseball and I got up there with the bat, I would look for a gap where there wasn't anybody, and I would direct that ball in that gap.
Hit them so where they ain't.
It's more of where they're aiming. You know, they aim the ball goes to the glove. I think they could avoid that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they need you, John, to get your tail down here and tell them.
Well, I would love to, but I would look for a place where there wasn't any player out there because I didn't want them to catch the ball, and I wanted a place where there was nobody, and then I would direct that ball right there, and it would go.
Well, you got it all figured out. John, I appreciate the phone call. Let's head out to Lee's Summit and talk with Tom. You're next up on the postgame show. Tom, you got any knowledge to drop like that?
I don't know if I have any knowledge. I mean, you know, you hit the ball, you catch the ball, you throw the ball. You there got you
go.
It?
There you go.
So you're, Vern, I appreciate you taking my call. I was at the K. I hadn't been out in a while. I do want to give you compliments on your new do. I haven't seen that. So
It's looking good.
Yeah. So my frustration, I was at the K today. So my frustration is, and I've listened to a little bit of the callers and your explanation. So it's starting to make a little bit more sense to me. But, you know, we just keep bringing these guys in. We just keep bringing these guys in from the bullpen, and they just keep getting hit and hit and hit. You know, I've looked at our runs per games, and we've scored 8 and we've lost. We scored 10 and we've lost. We scored 7 and we've lost. And I just – how long can an offense keep doing that, you know, and keep losing because of the pitchers? I don't know. Can you shed some light on how long we do this or, you know, what's going on?
Well, I'll do my best. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, look, the name of the game is pitching. Thanks for the phone call. The reason why any team is good is pitching. The reason why most teams are bad is pitching. And it's no different right now with this team. How long will it continue so long as the pitching is bad? You know, if Daniel Lynch doesn't take it to another level this year or next year, if Brady Singer doesn't return to the form we saw a season ago, this team's going to lose 100 games. And next year might not be much better unless J.J. Piccolo pulls off some very, very successful trades. You know, something along the lines and something that we talk about almost nightly now is that 2012 season. Royals trade with the Rockies and acquire Jeremy Guthrie. They sign him to an extension that offseason. They trade for James Shields and Wade Davis. And they also trade for Irvin Santana. 3 starters, each of them give you 200 innings. Wade Davis goes more than 100 innings. Finish above 500 in 2013, and we all know what happens after that. It always begins with pitching. In my opinion, the only way it gets better is via trade. Now, there is another wave of minor league prospects. We talked about it earlier today on the On Deck show. Now, they're young. They're 19 to 23 years of age. Could one or two of them possibly make an appearance next year? Sure. But 2025, you know, that's when you're thinking maybe Andrew Hoffman, Chandler Champlain, 2 guys that are pitching well for Double A and High A respectively, maybe Alec Marsh could debut at some point this season, maybe early on next year. I think he's 25. And then you go down to low A, and the 19-year-old Frank Mazzucato, the 22-year-old, is it Nick Sandlin? Ben Kuderna, who's 20 years of age? There is another wave of pitching, but it's probably a year and a half, 2 years away. So how do you build a bridge from now till then? In my opinion, it's either spend big in free agency, which is possible. Sure, it's certainly possible, especially if these young hitters continue to show that they got the goods, that they're winners. That if you just give us some pitching, we got enough in the lineup. Right? That's exactly what that 2012 team showed. Moose Haas and Kane and Gordo and Butler and Salvi and Eske, they proved to the front office, hey, we got the goods. We're a bunch of winners. We can play selfless, team-first baseball. But give us some pitching or else we're going to become losers. So this young group of hitters, they have 109 games remaining in the season to prove that to this front office and to this ownership group. To go out and sign a free agent or two or pull off some savvy trades. I mentioned Chandler Champlain. Royals acquired him last year at the deadline for Andrew Benintendi. I mentioned Andrew Hoffman. Royals acquired him last year at the deadline along with Drew Waters in that deal with the Atlanta Braves. Again, I was very pleased with J.J. Piccolo's performance last year at the deadline, and I'm excited to see what he does prior to this year's August 1st deadline. So if the Royals are going to do it, if they're going to build that bridge from this team to that next wave of pitchers, free agency or trades, those seem to be your only route. A trade, that's fun, right? But let's remember, if you want to get something of note, you normally need to give up something of note. So who on this team, who in this organization do you like that you're willing to trade? Don't tell me who you don't like, because I know you'll trade Jackie Bradley Jr. I know you'll trade Jordan Lyles. No, who do you like a lot on this team that you're also willing to trade? Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. And to go back to a previous caller who said, hey, Vern, all you're going to get for Chapman or Barlow are a pair of scratch-off tickets? I understand where that sentiment comes from. I used to feel that way. I actually did a few weeks ago. And then I was corrected by a Royals fan that said, don't give the front office that pass. Yordan Alvarez was acquired for a reliever. Gleyber Torres was acquired for Aroldis Chapman at the deadline a number of years ago. So you can win those rental trades. You can win those overlooked waiver wire moves, those everybody knows you're going to trade Aroldis Chapman. You can still come out on top. You can still win the trade when it's all said and done. We don't need to give anybody a pass. Team's 23 games below 500. They're going to need to do something special to turn it around. You think about all the special things this organization did the last time they turned it around. I mean, the Cueto thing, hit. Zobrist, hit. Vargas, Guthrie, Shields, Davis, Santana, hit, 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 hit. It's not easy. But that's why they get paid the big bucks. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. Sean from Overland Park was one of the 19,000 in attendance today. Sean, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead. Sean, we got you, buddy. I think we lost Sean. That's all right. That opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Jesse in Lee Summit. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals fall 4-2 to the Nationals.
Well, thank you, Vern, for having me on the show. I had two questions. Okay. I'm a senior citizen. I'm up in age, but okay. I follow baseball a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I know, I'll never forget as a young man, when I used to watch the Dodgers and the Yankees do their thing for about 10 years straight.
Yeah.
And Casey Stengel's remark, I'll never forget it. I'm almost 80 years old. He said, 90% of pitching is the baseball game. The rest are what it is. Yeah. And I think that the Royals need to keep their best pitcher, and all the rest of the players are negotiable.
Mm.
And my second point is that if that stadium had 19,000 out there today, wouldn't it be nice if the owners would say, hey, every other weekend we're having a special, two for the price of one. I think that would draw people.
No doubt.
That's all I had, you know, man.
Well, I appreciate the phone call. Great hearing from you. Hope we get to hear from you more often as the season goes on. Yeah, especially if you're going to regale us with stories of like 1950s baseball, right? That, yeah. You got Brooklyn with the Giants and the Yankees. You're bringing up Casey Stengel. Man, I'm all for that. I'm all about those stories. And, yeah, of course, 90% of the game is pitching. No doubt. Yogi Berra, right? 90% of the game is half mental as well. He says, hang on to your best pitcher and the rest of the players are negotiable. You know, the best pitcher on this team right now, statistically, is Zach Greinke. Age-wise, team control-wise, the best pitcher on this team is Brady Singer. And his stock is as low as it's ever been. I'm not saying it's low, you know, it's not. You could still get quite a return for Brady Singer. It's just not what it was a month ago or 2 months ago. It would be silly to even consider trading Brady Singer right now. And I did. We talked about that a month ago. Talked about trading Brady and Salvi and Vinny. But that was because I wasn't sure who the heck's going to pitch for this team next year. And again, if you can't pitch, you can't win. So if I'm already saying you might not be able to pitch next year, how are you going to win? So that's why we talked about trading Brady and Vinny and Salvi. We're not doing that today. We can if you want. I'm just not necessarily in the mood for that. And to your point about two for ones, yeah, sure. I know John Sherman listens to this show. He's always open to ideas. Now, if I can expand on that idea, I miss doubleheaders. You know, give me a few single admission doubleheaders. And do that every Saturday. I mean, now you're going to get me to go off on my tangent of how I would completely change the season, the games. Every game would be 7 innings. You wouldn't play on Mondays, Tuesdays, or Wednesday. You'd play Thursday night, Friday night, a doubleheader on Saturday, and a doubleheader on Sunday. That's how I'd do it. Quit trying to get people to come out to a sport they barely pay attention to on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. I know you got the market cornered on summer. But it's not 1950 anymore. There are so many other entertainment ideas, options out there for people. Anyway, I could discuss how I would fix the game, and we all could, and we could have that conversation for the rest of the day, for the rest of the evening. But instead, let's get back to your phone calls. Royals lose 4-2. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, how you been, bud?
Hey, man, doing good, Vern. Doing good. Happy Saturday to you, man, and doing a little happy hour here, getting the weekend started. So first of all, I'd like to say I'm not applauding the front office or the owner for letting Hunter Dozier go. It was just the right move. Also today, Vern, after work today at the OSP, man, we had some catering and a bunch of orders and stuff. It's Memorial Day weekend, so I went by the cemetery. And the reason I bring this up, I put a flag on my dad's military marker, And then I put flowers on my mom and dad's marker. And the reason I say that is because my mother was she loves Salvador Perez, Vern. She just digged him. She loved him. And what did he do today? He comes through with what the captain do, and it comes through with a big home run again. And Vern, I'm not mad. It's just one of those games. It was a baseball game. It came down where they had the timely hits. We lost 4-2. So that's how I look at it. That's kind of how I look at it. But I'm glad you brought up that third inning, Vern. We had chances there. Nikki worked that count, the pitch count.
Got it was the fourth the inning. A fourth so, inning, and yeah, I'll let you finish. Inning. An 11-pitch at-bat from Nicky Lopez. That may have been the highlight of the day.
You got to love it, man. And that's what I love to see, a professional at-bats. And we've got to work those other pitchers. And
Big T, he was down 0-2. After the first two pitches, it's 0-2, and he works an 11-pitch walk.
Excellent point, Vern. I'm glad you brought that up. You're right about that. And then Prado, man, he lasers that ball. Oh. So it's just 106 miles an hour. It's there. Yeah. But, Vern, I'm with you. I'm willing to give Singer a longer leash. But listen to the guys in the booth. I'm concerned a little bit, Vern. 58% hard hit rate up.
Yeah.
That's up. 9% on his walk. That's up. So that guy's got to keep taking the bump. Just brush it off. Take that hill, young man. We need him. We need him to deliver. You're right, Vern. It's crucial, and there's still plenty of time for him to do that. I want to see Lynch. Hopefully, maybe this weekend or coming up for this series with St. Louis. I don't know, Vern.
He'll pitch tomorrow.
Oh, he does. Okay, well, that's nice. That's good to hear. And I'm going to try to make the Monday game, Vern. Maybe if we're out there, I'll try to buy you a beer and have a good one. You have a great weekend. Keep up the great work. Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. Nice to hear from you. 913-586-7610. Royals lose 4-2. Daniel Lynch squares off with Mackenzie Gore. That's a nice little pitching matchup. If you don't have plans tomorrow, 110 for the first pitch. I got the On Deck Show live from Kraft and Draft beginning at 12 noon. I'll give you a chance to win tickets to see Shohei and Mike Trout come to town on Father's Day. You can win those tickets tomorrow at 12:15 right here on 610 Sports Radio. We are very late for a break, so if you're on hold, I promise I will get right to your phone calls. I won't just, yammer on like I always do. Quick timeout. We get right back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
The third annual Cody and Gold Garage Sale is back Tuesday, June 20th, right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Last year, we raised over $7,000 with all the proceeds going directly to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
This year, you can bid on items and experiences at 610sports.com. We're going to have some great stuff this year, including a tour with Bob Kendrick at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and autographed Chiefs memorabilia.
The third annual Cody and Gold Garage Sale, Tuesday, June 20th, all in support of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, right here on 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
10 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
The catcher number 13, Salvador Perez.
Salvi helped set up the Royals' run in the first inning. Prado was at first with one out, and Salvi dropped a single into shallow left center, and Prado went first to third and then scored on the wild pitch. High fly ball, deep left field, hooking into the corner. Gone, Salvador Perez. He just missed a home run before his single in the first inning. He hooked it foul. This one stayed straight. And the Royals lead 2-0 in the third inning.
That's the great Ryan Lefevre, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Salvi's solo bomb with two outs in the third puts the Royals ahead 2-0. That's as good as it would get. That 2-0 lead would last until the sixth inning, when the Nationals would put four on the board. Two of them charged to Brady Singer, but three of them coming with Josh Taylor on the hill. Taylor takes the loss. He's 1-3. Royals lose 4-2. Salvi's home run there in the third, his ninth big fly this month, his 12th of the season. His nine homers in May match ya boy Gary Gaetti for the most home runs by a Royal in the month of May. Does anyone else have at least 25 Gary Gaetti baseball cards? Or maybe like 12 Gary Gaetti, but like 13 Greg Gagne, and you just kind of assume they're the same? Maybe that's just me. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Drew out in Lawrence. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, Drew.
Hey, Vern. Just wanted to call in and tell you that I think Q cost us this game today.
Okay.
Up 2-1 in the top of the sixth, went to the bullpen, and we had our four top guys, all fresh, all haven't pitched in 2 days, Chapman, Clark, Barlow, and Hernandez, and Q decides to hand the ball to Josh Taylor. Now, all we had to do was go 6, 7, 8, 9, and I think we would have had a much better shot if we just would have gone with the big four.
But who would you have gone with? Who would you have gone with there?
I would have handed the ball to Hernandez right off the bat.
To start the sixth.
Say that again?
To start the sixth inning, you would have gone Carlos Hernandez?
No, I was fine with throwing Brady back out there. But, okay. I mean, two doubles to start the sixth. And then I think it was nobody out, guy on second. The score was 2-1.
Correct.
And I think that's when you bring in the big Carlos Hernandez, who was absolutely pumping gas.
Woo.
And, I mean, we got to use that guy.
Yeah.
We got to use that guy in high leverage moments.
Yeah. I think they're going
and
to
we didn't.
Forward.
We didn't today, and it cost us the game. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm going to stay optimistic, but just thought I'd call in and let you know that I think Q cost us this one.
And that's fair. Especially since, in my, you know, I appreciate you having a name, who you would have gone with, when you obviously were dialed into the game. Terrific phone call. As I said earlier, as I'm managing along with the game, 86 pitches is where Brady was at after the fifth. 86 pitches, Royals lead 2-0, going to the top of the sixth inning. Drew says, let Singer go out there. Singer gives up a single to Jamer Candelario, and then an RBI double to Corey Dickerson. That's when you would have brought in Carlos Hernandez. And that's fine. I was discussing it with Annie Rogers of MLB.com, discussing the moves of Q. My thought was, if I'm pulling Brady Singer, and if I'm managing this game, I hate admitting this because it is babying a guy that doesn't need to be babied, but I would have let Brady hit the showers after five. Let him take that zero in the run column. Let him take that into his next start. I would have gone to Aroldis Chapman in the sixth inning. You got Candelario, Dickerson, and Ruiz. Now, would it have worked out? I don't know. You know, some of the other, Annie brought up the idea of bringing Carlos in right out of the gate. Have him start that sixth inning. But, you know, to bring Josh Taylor in to face the righty Ruiz and then Dom Smith, the lefty. Listen, I can't say you're wrong if you want to lay this one at the feet of the manager. Can't say that you're wrong. Last night, I pushed back. Last night, to me, was about Jordan Lyles. Tonight, you know, I can't fight you. 913-586-7610. But I just have a tough time. I personally, I'm not saying you're wrong. Again, I think you make great points. I have a tough time blaming managers. I just think it's such a player's game. You know, Josh Taylor, here's your opportunity. Go out there and execute. Brady Singer, here's your opportunity. Get the job done. But yeah, my opinion, I would have gone Chapman there in the sixth to face the 4-5-6 hitters. Sure, then you don't have them later on, even if you hang on to that 2-0 lead. And there's no promise that Hernandez, Clark, Barlow in the 7th, 8th, 9th put up zeros and you're able to hang on to a 2-0 win. Also, you only scored 2 runs. How much should the offense wear? Now, text line's angry at me for talking about the hard-hit line drives from the Royals today. Well, I'm sorry. It's not an excuse. I'm not giving you an excuse. It's just I watched the game. And if you watched the game, you saw Nick Prado put a beautiful swing on that 2-1 offering with the bases juiced and 2 outs. You saw Bobby continue to do what he's been doing of late, and that is hitting everything hard. Unfortunately, it went right at the third baseman and just found the pitcher's glove in the fifth. MJ Melendez with a hard line drive to the opposite field to lead off the sixth inning. You know, you only scored 2 runs. Let's not act as if it's last night and you dropped a 10 spot on him and the pitching couldn't do anything right. Sure, Josh Taylor had a rough go, no doubt. We're all having a rough go here in 2023. Appreciate the phone call, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Let's go, Sean from Overland Park. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. How's it going, buddy?
All right. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. So, hey, a couple things. Cataro, he lost me. I think he's just a little too inconsistent with his pitching change decisions. When he pulled Zach Greinke out of last week or so, with the 45 pitches in the fifth inning. But then last night says Lyles earned the sixth inning. Lyles didn't earn squat. I'm a little lost on Cataro right now. And, you know, Vern, I'll say Melendez, man, I'm not happy with him either. I mean, his strikeouts average is 100 points higher than his batting average. Actually, it's a little bit more than 100 points. And if you can't field the ball, what the heck are you doing here? So at least we, you know, Jackie Bradley's kind of in the same spot average-wise with Melendez, give or take a few points, but at least Bradley can field.
Yeah, but what's Bradley doing? Yeah, but Bradley's not going to be here next year. Who cares about Jackie Bradley Jr.?
Absolutely, you're 100% correct. I'm just saying, you know, but if you can't play defense, then what are you going to do? And that's the second or third time that Melendez has overrun a ball trying to pick it up and chuck it somewhere.
Yeah,
that's all I got to say. Just a little frustrated, you know. But we'll try and go out and get a win tomorrow. That's all we can do.
Yeah, we sure will. Isn't that appreciate the phone call. So very Kansas City. Want to be angry, and yet you realize I freaking love this team, and I'll be back tomorrow. Terrific phone call. You're right about MJ Melendez. I mean, let's acknowledge he started playing right field a year ago. And in this evaluation season, I think we all, right, expect hiccups along the way, offensively, defensively, base running wise. You know, Bobby Witt Jr. is the only one that has played. Well, I guess MJ probably just hit a full calendar year of big league baseball. None of them are finished products. You have to expect this. You know, you're 23 games below 500. Now's the time to make those mistakes. Because if you're still making those mistakes in September, well, then the evaluation of you, Mr. Melendez, or whoever we're talking about, the evaluation's not going to be good. Yeah, MJ makes an error there in that four-run sixth inning, but Josh Taylor makes sure that does not come back to haunt the Royals. He just makes sure that those guys were going to score regardless, with or without the error. Now, I already addressed your point there about Greinke and Lyles, but I'll do it again. Zach Greinke, right around this time last year, went down with forearm tightness, worked as hard on his physique this offseason as he has in years, was almost expecting to break down at some point this year. So I think Zach Greinke is very much involved in the decisions of when he comes out, how hard he wants to be pushed, how deep he wants to go into the game. And then as far as Jordan Lyles earning the sixth inning, you know, let's not always take what managers and coaches and general managers say at face value. You know, I'm not going to call them liars, but they're protectors, right? They're protectors of information, and they're protectors of their players. Now, one of the main jobs of a manager is to fall on the sword for your player. You know, I remember, the Hall of Fame writer, Richard Engel, telling great stories about Joe Torre and the way that he would fall on the sword for his players. Rex Hudler was telling me great stories about Joe Torre. All managers do it. Ned did it. Oh my God, did Ned ever do it? Mike Matheny did it. And Matt Cotraro's doing it as well. Now, Cotraro yesterday, when saying that Jordan Lyles earned the sixth inning, in my opinion, he means two things. Number one, the guy's gone 180 innings in each of the past two seasons. He's shown to be an innings eater. We need him to eat innings, so go eat them. And two, he's getting paid $17 million over the course of 2 years to go six innings. So he earned the contract. Now go earn the money. That's what I took from Matt Cotraro's decision and explanation yesterday. It wasn't him rewarding Jordan Lyles. It was him calling out Jordan Lyles. Here is your job. Your job is to give us frames, and you have not been doing it. The guy's given you six innings once in the past month. Inexcusable. So I don't think that there has been mixed messages or inconsistencies, because a 39-year-old Zach Greinke is very different than a 32-year-old Jordan Lyles, who's also very different than a 26-year-old Brady Singer. They're different as far as mentality, physique, and importance to this organization and the future of this organization. Let's head out to Waldo. Talk with Todd. You're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals lose 4-2. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Vern. I love Royals on radio. I especially like the pre- and post-game show, which you don't get when you're not around town, which I happen to be. And I really like your idea about the seven-inning doubleheaders on the weekend. Love it. Saturday and Sunday, matinee, one ticket, in for the day. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great idea. I think tailgating would go a long way with that, too. I don't know how, easy that would be to get done. But I love that idea. Here's the last thing. It's a four-letter word. I think the best thing baseball can do at Royal Stadium. Cash, brother, cash. I am so tired of having to have a dang credit card to do everything I do out there. It's ridiculous. Take cash.
Yeah. I know, Todd. My buddy Jay Binkley has been screaming that since, well, whenever that was implemented. I would imagine it was during the pandemic. So, well, that's not changing, Shoot, I was just at a grocery store. You know, that's normally where I, you don't care. Never mind. But even at the grocery stores, at the self-checkout, you can't use cash anymore. That's where I take all my coins and bills and who cares? Hey, Todd, FYI, if you are out of town and you still want to catch the On Deck show or the post-game show, you can take the show with you with your phone, tablet, smart speaker. As I'm saying this, I'm remembering you complaining about credit cards. So, you got a cell phone. What am I talking about? You got a cell phone. Download the Audacy app. AUDACY. If you're in the 610 Sports Radio listening area, you can hear every single Royals game right there on your phone, tablet, or smart speaker. But you can always catch the On Deck show wherever you are and the post game show on the Audacy app. AUDACY. You know, your little brother or little sister, your son or daughter, your grandson, granddaughter, they can help with it as well. But they're not bringing cash back anytime soon. No, it's going to remain plastic. And I'm fine with that. I never carry cash. I spend it. I give it away. Especially at these exits here at Kauffman Stadium, there's just always someone, you're like, yeah, you know what, here you go, here's $2. 913-586-7610. Royals lose 4-2. We'll head inside the Royals clubhouse after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Audacy app.
Chiefs fans, this is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
4-2, the final score. Royals drop Game 2 to the Nationals, drop the series to Washington. They'll hope to salvage a game tomorrow. Daniel Lynch on the hill. More on that in a moment. Royals fall to 23 games below 500, a record of 15-38. My game notes following this 4-2 loss are presented, as always, by our friends over at Jay's Southland Tow Service. Royals offense has hit 32 home runs here in the month of May. That's second most in franchise history, only two back of the 2017 club. Haas and Kane and Moose and your boy Brandon Moss. Three games remaining here in the month of May, two home runs away from matching a franchise high. Royals have played 15 consecutive games decided by four runs or fewer. 15 straight. They haven't done that in a decade. Sadly, of those 15 consecutive games decided by four or fewer, Royals have won just four times. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Terry up in Green Bay writes in, Vern, Josh Taylor today in his 8.15 ERA blowing a lead. And then last night it's Jose Quas and his 5.16 ERA. Vern, these guys are definitely not the answer. Why not send them down, DFA them, and bring up other guys to try, sign Terry in Green Bay? Well, because of the other guys that you allude to, Who are these other guys? Do you have names? Or do you think that this organization has better options in the minor leagues and they're just refusing to call them up? The reason why you don't know the other guys' names is because they're even worse than the guys you have here right now. Again, there is another wave of pitching talent in this organization. It's just down at A-ball. Got a couple at Double-A as well. Now, there's some nice relievers at Double-A. Maybe they could make an appearance later on. I don't know. Maybe later on this season. But Steven Cruz and that little bulldog lefty, CC. Was it Chamberlain? Christian Chamberlain? I like him. He's got some swag about him. Just needs to cut down on the walks. So, yeah, no, listen. This team, this organization isn't, in my opinion, isn't in a situation where they have so much pitching talent that they can just DFA guys like Josh Taylor and Jose Quas like you're clamoring for, Terry. Because if you let them go, and you bring up two relievers from, you know, Jackson Kowar and Dylan Coleman or Colin Snyder, well, they better perform because now you have two fewer bodies down in Omaha. Yeah, so maybe I'll push back against DFAing them. Yeah, Jackson Kowar, Dylan Coleman, you know, the more I think about it, hey, maybe they can come up and help. Maybe. I haven't seen how they've been performing at the AAA level. But Kowar will be here. Coleman will be here. These guys have already been here. You're going to see a merry-go-round of pitching over the course of the next 4 months. But I just have a tough time believing that there are obviously better options elsewhere, and the team's just refusing to bring them up. Stefan writes in, Vern, this isn't on Matt Cotrero. Come on, people. What's next? Let's bring in George Brett as the hitting coach. Vern, it's officially silly season, signed Stefan. Oh, we're getting close to that, Stefan. You know. You've been listening for a while. Eventually, the crosshairs will be on the pitching coach and the hitting coach. I always find that funny, especially when it's coming from someone that doesn't know their name. And you guys did that with Terry Bradshaw and Cal Eldred. Everything was the hitting coach's fault. Everything was the pitching coach's fault. You didn't know their names, but they were to blame. We always bend over backwards to blame anybody but the young men making the most money, the young men between the white lines, making the plays, executing or failing to do so. From the 816, Vern, big takeaway from today is Big Los. Carlos Hernandez showed up and showed out. This series, Michael Garcia has also really shown his place on this team. He's aggressively fighting every single game. And not only is he fighting, but he's hitting rockets. 110 mile per hour missile to left field for a one-out double in the second. Unfortunately, he doesn't come around to score. Drew Waters grounded out to the right side to advance him to third, but Nicky Lopez unable to get him home. Michael Garcia hits low-key bullets on a consistent basis. He's a somewhat diminutive 23-year-old as far as, you know, physicality. The muscle mass isn't there just yet, but boy, does he have some strong hands, quick wrists, and his exit velo is consistently tops on the team. That's a really good observation. Michael Garcia today, 1-for-4. There were only two Royals with multi-hit games. Michael Massey had a pair of singles to right, and Salvador Perez singled to left in the first and hit a no-doubt solo bomb with two outs in the third, his 12th home run of the season. We should see Salvi behind the dish tomorrow as he catches Daniel Lynch. Lynch making his 2023 debut. He squares off with Mackenzie Gore, the highly touted prospect formerly of the San Diego Padres. He came over to Washington last year in the Juan Soto deal. So those two lefties go at it tomorrow. Daniel Lynch and Mackenzie Gore. It's a 1:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show live from Craft and Draft inside Kauffman Stadium beginning at 12 noon. Yeah, FYI, if you're coming to a game this season and you get into the stadium early, swing by Craft and Draft, say hi. Let me thank you for listening. Let me take this time to thank Luke Bell for an outstanding job back at the studio. Great job, Luke. Really appreciate your help. Thanks to all of you for listening. Enjoy your Saturday. I'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Chiefs fans, this is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
4-2, the final score. Royals drop game 2 to the Nationals, drop the series to Washington. They'll hope to salvage a game tomorrow. Daniel Lynch on the hill. More on that in a moment. Royals fall to 23 games below 500, a record of 15-38. My game notes following this 4-2 loss are presented, as always, by our friends over at Jay's Southland Tow Service. Royals offense has hit 32 home runs here in the month of May. That's second most in franchise history, only two back of the 2017 club. Haas and Kane and Moose and your boy Brandon Moss. Three games remaining here in the month of May, two home runs away from matching a franchise high. Royals have played 15 consecutive games decided by four runs or fewer. 15 straight. They haven't done that in a decade. Sadly, of those 15 consecutive games decided by four or fewer, Royals have won just four times. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Terry up in Green Bay writes in, Vern, Josh Taylor today in his 8.15 ERA blowing a lead. And then last night it's Jose Kwas in his 5.16 ERA. Vern, these guys are definitely not the answer. Why not send them down, DFA them, and bring up other guys to try? Signed, Terry in Green Bay. Well, because of the other guys that you allude to, well, wait, hang on. Who are these other guys? Do you have names? Or do you think that this organization has better options in the minor leagues and they're just refusing to call them up? The reason why you don't know the other guys' names is because they're even worse than the guys you have here right now. Again, there is another wave of pitching talent in this organization. It's just down at A-ball. Got a couple at AA as well. Now, there's some nice relievers at AA. Maybe they could make an appearance later on. I don't know. maybe later on this season. But Steven Cruz and that that little bulldog lefty, CC. Was it Chamberlain? Christian Chamberlain? I like him. He's got some swag about him. Just needs to cut down on the walks. So, yeah, no, you, listen. This team, this organization isn't, in my opinion, isn't in a situation where they have so much pitching talent that they can just DFA guys like Josh Taylor and Jose Quas like you're clamoring for, Terry. Because if you let them go and you bring up two relievers from, you know, Jackson Kowar and Dylan Coleman or Colin Snyder, well, they better perform because now you have two fewer bodies down in Omaha. Yeah, so maybe I'll push back against DFAing them. Yeah, Jackson Kowar, Dylan Coleman, you know, the more I think about it, hey, maybe they can come up and help. Maybe. I haven't seen how they've been performing at the AAA level. But Kowar will be here. Coleman will be here. These guys have already been here. You're going to see a merry-go-round of pitching over the course of the next 4 months. But I just have a tough time believing that there are obviously better options elsewhere, and the team's just refusing to bring them up. Stefan writes in, Vern, this isn't on Matt Cotrero. Come on, people. What's next? Let's bring in George Brett as the hitting coach. Vern, it's officially silly season, signed Stefan. Oh, we're getting close to that, Stefan. You know. You've been listening for a while. Eventually, the crosshairs will be on the pitching coach and the hitting coach. I always find that funny, especially when it's coming from someone that doesn't know their name. And you guys did that with Terry Bradshaw and Cal Eldred. Everything was the hitting coach's fault. Everything was the pitching coach's fault. You didn't know their names, but they were to blame. We always bend over backwards to blame anybody but the young men making the most money, the young men between the white lines, making the plays, executing or failing to do so. From the 816, Vern, big takeaway from today is Big Los. Carlos Hernandez showed up and showed out. This series, Michael Garcia has also really shown his place on this team. He's aggressively fighting every single game. And not only is he fighting, but he's hitting rockets. 110 mile per hour missile to left field for a one out double in the second. Unfortunately, he doesn't come around to score. As sure, Drew Waters grounded out to the right side to advance him to third, but Nicky Lopez unable to get him home. Michael Garcia hits low-key bullets on a consistent basis. He's a somewhat diminutive 23-year-old as far as, you know, physicality, the muscle mass isn't there just yet, but boy, does he have some strong hands, quick wrists, and his exit velo is consistently tops on the team. That's a really good observation. Michael Garcia today, 1-for-4. There were only two Royals with multi-hit games. Michael Massey had a pair of singles to right, and Salvador Perez singled to left in the first and hit a no-doubt solo bomb with two outs in the third, his 12th home run of the season. We should see Salvi behind the dish tomorrow as he catches Daniel Lynch. Lynch making his 2023 debut. He squares off with Mackenzie Gore, the highly touted prospect formerly of the San Diego Padres. He came over to Washington last year in the Juan Soto deal. So those two lefties go at it tomorrow. Daniel Lynch and Mackenzie Gore. It's a 1:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show live from Craft and Draft inside Kauffman Stadium beginning at 12 noon. Yeah, FYI, if you're coming to a game this season and you get into the stadium early, swing by Kraft and Draft, say hi. Let me thank you for listening. Let me take this time to thank Luke Bell for an outstanding job back at the studio. Great job, Luke. Really appreciate your help. Thanks to all of you for listening. Enjoy your Saturday. I'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.